Coast Radio News for Monday, August 2nd, 2021. I'm George Henry. Although the numbers may not seem high, Nancy Berge with ARC in Eugene, Springfield, was happy with the turnout on Saturday at the vaccination clinic at Sayuslaw Middle School. Berge says there was a good sampling of individuals that participated.
We had a couple juveniles. We had some Latinx community members. We had some elderly folks. We had a pretty big mix. It was good.
ARC, along with some local volunteers, doled out 44 vaccinations in a two-hour period, according to Berge. Most of the individuals chose the Johnson & Johnson one-time shot, but there was also the Pfizer shot available. She says that they will be coming back in 3 weeks for individuals to have their second shot, but they'll be adding incentives to encourage the parents of 12 and up school-age children, and it will be a much bigger event.
We're going to do a backpack giveaway, and hopefully if there's a food cart in Florence, we're going to try to get a food cart over here.
Berge also said they will be coming every 3 weeks until they are no longer needed in the community. Beginning today, Lane County will be on the streets of Florence to begin striping of city streets. Florence has almost 80 miles of roadway that it maintains and is under a cooperative contract with the county for striping. As is always the case, the city of Florence asks that individuals give the crews plenty of space and that you do not pass over freshly painted surfaces. While the paint does dry very quickly, the city and the county do not assume liability for paint on vehicles. If a vehicle does get paint on it, it should be immediately washed off with a high-pressure hose using warm, soapy water. As of Friday, there were 63 overall COVID-19 cases over the past 2 weeks for Florence. One of the case numbers was removed from the list. There have been 329 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. County and state numbers continue to be higher than previous week's totals. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting that if numbers continue to follow the same trend, cases would rapidly increase to 390 cases per 100,000, or an estimated 1,170 cases per day. Dr. Dean Seilinger, state public health officer, says these current figures outline the necessity to get individuals vaccinated. There were 1,076 cases reported on Friday, with Lane County sharing 81 of those cases. As of Friday, there were 298 individuals in the hospital. State and county websites are no longer doing daily updates over the weekend. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, August 2nd, 2021.